live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'll be talking to Judah, one of the headlining acts from this year's Big Weekend at Home, about his music and the event after hearing one of his songs, which we're going to hear right now, and it's called Family.
Community eludes me all on my own. The solitude and silence I call home. Save the beast inside, Daniel to my den. When the world rolls all around, go quiet instead. I got no one to call. Family. Lose my right to love when you leave. I got no one. Family. Lose my right to love when you leave. I got no one to call. Family. Me mad. I ain't got a mother who's looking at. I ain't got no sisters to teach me hell about mud and women. I ain't got no father with whom to play catch. I got no one to call. Funny how the fool's got something to say. Who's more foolish? We believe in him. Yeah, ignorance is bliss. You run your mouth. Still talking, cause everyone's a savior, lost and seen. I got no one to call. Family. Lose my right to love when you leave. I got no one. Family. Lose my right to love when you leave. I got no one to call. Family.
Family by Judah on Cambridge 105 Radio. That was a great song. Loved it. So, Judah, are you on the end of the line?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, brilliant. Hi. It's great to speak to you. That's a fantastic song. It's called Family. When did you write that?
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote that, I think it would be either towards the end of 2018 or early 2019.
And how did you get the ideas for that? Did you, did you write the lyrics first? Did you write the music? How does it come about?
It's usually lyrics first. Usually lyrics first. The chorus will usually come with a melody. And it came out just because it was a tough time. I was going through a bit of a rough time, and I really wasn't going to release music, to be honest, but I express myself a lot through my music, so I thought that it would be a good time to push myself during whatever was going on, to create something that will help me express what I was feeling.
So have you only just released that then, or was it released a few years ago?
It was released in 2019, yeah, last year.
Yeah, so you've got the great music on the back of that. Did you play any of that, or do you get other musicians to play, or do you have a band?
Yes, I played most of it, everything apart from guitars. Guitars is a good friend of mine, Dave Niskin. Yeah, I wish I could play like him.
Yeah, I was about to say, no offence to any of the rest of it, it was absolutely brilliant, but the guitars was like, whoa, that's somebody that does know what they're doing, a specialist guitarist. So that's fair enough, I think. And so you're playing tomorrow at the Big Weekend at Home. How did you originally get involved with it?
So I won the Artist Development Prize at the NMG Awards last year, which was a great honour. And as a part of that prize is to be able to play at the Big Weekend.
And I guess you would have thought that you'd be on the main stage on Parker's Piece tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, that would have been great.
So have you played the Big Weekend before?
Not under my own name. I've played with the Lost Vaults. I played bass for them last year.
I remember. I was there, actually. Yeah. I remember now. Yes, I think I introduced you, in fact, without realising. I thought you were part of the Lost Vaults. How did you first get involved with music then?
It was really through my parents. My mum has choral background. She used to be in a lot of choirs, and her siblings were very operatic. Well, they did a lot of styles. And then my dad used to be in a Jackson 5 tribute band with his
brothers. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a good background if ever I heard one. You couldn't help but be involved in music then, could you really?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. No matter how hard, actually, they tried to get me out of music. They wanted me to go into, maths and science and all of that. But obviously, it was their fault. They introduced me to it too strongly, so couldn't get away from it.
So I was going to ask you what your influences are, but clearly their music must have influenced, because you've got... Would you describe yourself as quite a soul singer?
Yes, yeah. I think they definitely played a large part of it. I think what the music that I make now has come out of a lot of research and a lot of... Yeah, I think it took more dedicated research than I thought, because usually you think, you'd stumble into the right genre for you and you'd just naturally start making that kind of music. But because of the backgrounds and where we've come from and the different places we've been to, I've been exposed to so much that before kind of 2018, I was writing, listening to all sorts of music. It wasn't cohesive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Just basically playing whatever you fancied, but jumping from one to the other, I guess, which it must be very easy to do. And do you produce music for others as well now?
Yes, I have. I produced Leo House's recent EP.
Which we heard last week, I think.
Yes, you did. I think he's really the only person I've produced for, apart from myself, mainly because I don't think it's something that I am naturally inclined to do. I can do it and I've studied it, but I wouldn't say it's the kind of job that I would fancy doing like full time, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. So tell me a little bit more about tomorrow afternoon. Do you know what time you're on tomorrow? Because you're part of the main event, aren't you, between 2 and 4?
Yes, I'll be on just after 2 p.m.
Excellent. And how did it all come? How does it work? Did you have to film it all separately and then they're bringing it all together? Because it's been produced by TV, isn't it? So there will be live images.
Yeah. So my part has been pre-recorded. I got Dave Niskin and a couple of other people that I know to record some remote tracks. And then I've sung over them. Obviously, most of them, if not all, all of the tracks on there are originals. So we recorded from separate places and then I brought it all together and sung over the top of it. And I, sent it in. It will be broadcast tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So what are your plans for the future and gigs and new music? And where can people find your music?
It's very, very exciting at the moment because we're working on a lot of new music. I was lucky enough to record with some really, really great musicians just before the lockdown. We got three tracks done, and we're hoping to get hopefully a few more done when we can, basically. As far as gigs go, you know, whenever we're allowed, it's a tricky time, but as soon as we can, we're getting out there. 100%.
Excellent. And so just let people know where they can find your music.
It's JUDVH, and that's on everything, so iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and on social media as well. JUDVH music.
That's great. Thank you ever so much for talking to us this afternoon, Judah, and best of luck. Looking forward to hearing you tomorrow afternoon on the big weekend at home, and also for your future stuff. So take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Cambridge 105 Radio.